Okay, so we went through the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
We tasted a lot. We saw a lot. What did you think?
I think one of the things that really stands out to me is this drive to stick nutrition into everything, this drive to make everything seem like a good for you food, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that could just be such a, this is such a microcosm of that. I mean, this is where people bring those products.
This is true.
So every product seems to be that way. But I think you're right. It's, especially this year with the protein and everything, and everything had protein
everything.
Added to it. You know, what is that? Does that make all of these quote unquote junkier foods healthy all
right.
of a sudden?
Right.
And maybe for some people that does, actually.
So if the message that we give to consumers or we give to clients in our office is consume more protein, protein is satiating, protein is good for you, and then they walk in and they see, oh, Breyers enhanced my ice cream with protein. Yeah. Is this now a good for me food I should have every day? Do you think they're first thinking, no, that's still ice cream? Or are they thinking, oh, cool, that's a good source of protein?
I think it's both. I think there's some, don't you? I think some consumers will go, oh, this will be a better choice for those times when I want ice cream.
Because yes.
like, for me, I don't eat ice cream year-round. And I'm like, oh, once in a while I want ice cream. And if that was an option, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, this is even better than, you know, abstaining or whatever. But some people are just going to be like, yay, protein ice cream. I'll just mow down on it every day.
Right. So. I mean, for me, I enjoy Breyers ice cream, like the real deal
thing.
Breyers ice cream. I don't enjoy a tub of it at night. I enjoy a small, appropriate amount of it.
Of course.
Of course I would.
Of course you would.
But my point is that I eat that saying, I'm going to sit down and enjoy this ice cream.
Yeah.
The mouthfeel, the whole thing, is ice cream. It's got a short ingredient list, which under other definitions of when you're seeking a healthy food is a good thing.
That's the thing you look for.
So to me, it's almost like the Snackwell craze returns, where just because it's protein enhanced, does that make a person eat the whole pint of it because they think they're doing a good thing for them? Same as when those Snackwell cookies came out and they were fat free.
You're eating a whole package of them. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, I think there's elements of that. And I think that's something that is all part of consumer education, our job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the nutrition professionals or as the coaches for their eating, for better eating, it would be put this stuff in perspective, because this is not just a license to just go nutty and, you know, choose all of these things. But, you know, I do think there's a place for these products.
Right.
I do think one giant market for them is the number of people who, you know, are more concerned about their macros and counting their macros. Their job under that, you know, program is to find protein with the fewest carbs, and they all want to have a dessert. Like, that's like this universal thing. You can't, it's really hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why, you know, the higher protein ice cream is a draw. But some of these things are just another mix to mix with water, another beverage, another this that has something thrown in it. It has a probiotic thrown in it. It has a protein thrown in it. It has some fiber thrown in it. And it's like, yeesh, you know, how many of these do we need that are just basically water-based beverages?
Absolutely.
You know.
And how much do we want to be... So what we're talking about now, it sounds like, is... foods that are trying to, within a package, mimic something that one might say you can also get from the earth, if you will. So, you know, you don't need to go eat a banana because we enhance this with potassium.
You're bypassing the food.
Yeah. So that's a weird message for a dietetic conference.
It is. And I think this is probably the first time I've noticed quite as many... powdered foods.
Okay.
Powdered food-like supplements.
Okay, so like in the event of an apocalypse.
Yes.
We are all dietitians going
to
just hunker down with our powdered food.
We're going to have like 12 of these, you know, big containers of different powders and some bottled water.
and we'll
be set.
We'll just rehydrate our food.
Yeah.
And give it a good shake.
You honestly, seems like you could, really, with all of the stuff that was out there today. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, but I do miss the days of here's some real food. I remember the days when there was loaves of bread. Do you remember loaves, a little tiny loaves of bread that were being given out? It's like, no one's given out a loaf of bread
unless
anymore.
It's like sprouted and enhanced with chia and gluten-free.
And then it's only a slice. You know? I just think it's like, where's the real food? Like that was your comment this morning. Like, where's the real food here?
Right.
And in some cases, aside from a few little pieces of fruit, I think it was hard to find.
Right. And quite frankly, I wonder if it would even stand out there. You know, I mean, there's so much.
I don't think it would. I don't think it does. Although I did notice people that were sampling food, the ones that had salads and stuff, everyone was happy with that. So it's not like people don't want the food, but it seems like the really novel things are all of these powders and enhanced stuff. And it's a little, I don't know, it brings mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm. For sure.